Who'd like to start it off?
Mike, when guys go through treatment all week, no matter what the injury is, some guys can take a cortisone shot on game day, depending on what that injury is. Is there something that could be available for Jay with his injury on Sunday?
I really don't know. I don't think so. I think it's just a bruise. Time the bones bruise. I don't think there's any type of anti-inflammatory that could help, but I don't know that for sure. No, we've got a guy in Patrick that's got a lot of experience in the National Football League. He's got a number of starts, understands our system very well, and he would keep the same game plan if Patrick was the guy to go. Okay, anything else?
Jay just said that there are some guys who are, and I'm quoting you, panicking in that clubhouse right now. Are you hearing it or feeling it at all from your players?
Well, there better be a sense of urgency. You know, there's a difference between panic and a sense of urgency. But some people sometimes use the same word, obviously, for the same definition that you just described. But there better be a sense of urgency. Anytime you play like that, you know, we gave up 17 points on offense. We had 12 penalties. We had 4 turnovers. We had 6 or 7 drop balls. There better be a sense of urgency out there.
Of the new guys you signed, anybody ready to play right away?
I can't tell you. I haven't seen them yet.
Jay said looking at the offensive line performance against Detroit, people were in the right positions, not necessarily executing the box because they kept the measurements that were there. Is that your analysis of the play?
There's so many things that you could go over. I mean, we talk about 6 drop balls. We talk about a penalty on 3rd and 1. We talk about, a couple crucial 3rd down situations. The thing we did is we made some plays. Anytime you're 9 for 18 in 3rd downs, that's pretty impressive. That doesn't happen all the time. Starting out 2 for 6 in the second half and making some mistakes. But, you give up 17 points just off turnovers and you put your defense in that situation and you don't convert on offense, so you're going to be in for a long day. I think, it's like anything. It's I thought, overall they did a pretty good job. They made a couple mistakes and a couple situations that are typical of new guys coming in and playing. So, they've got some growing pains, just like you do at all positions when guys haven't played that position before. They have very limited time. But you can take the same thing at, with Brandon Marshall, with limited playing experience at the split end position. Or you can take a look at a number of missed opportunities, and one time it's one guy, one time it's next. But the bottom line, when we went into the game against Detroit, there's 2 factors that we said we couldn't do, and that's turn the football over, which we did. And obviously the next thing was eliminate penalties. And if you do that, you get beat, and you get beat bad.
For a franchise that's been so successful over so many years, specifically we can hear this is a rarity that this team is 3-5, if you as a head coach, how difficult personally has this been on you so far?
Well, it's not over yet. It's not over.
Not up to this point.
Well, obviously it's tough, What am I going to say? What do you think? I'm going to say it's easy. Of course it's tough. But it's not over with yet, We had the same conversation 1 year when we were 4-4, and we just got embarrassed with about 270 yards by 1 running back, and they had us buried at that time. So, that's part of it. But we keep on playing. We better play at a much higher level than we've been playing, or else we will be embarrassed again. And we'll find out. We'll find out here very shortly. We'll get tested this weekend in a venue that has the best home record within any division in football. And, they've won 90% of their games over the last, 5-6 years with a positive turnover ratio. So we can't make the mistakes we made against Detroit, or so we'll get embarrassed in Kansas City. I think everybody knows, over our next 8 games, there's only one team with a winning record. I think everybody's smart enough to know if you win the next 8 games that you'd be guaranteed a home game, a home playoff game. And so, I think everybody knows that. That's not going to take a genius to figure that one out, but you got to go out there and you got to win games, and you got to do them one at a time. We've got to play much better than we've been playing.
Mike, you just mentioned the 2000 season. Are you going to bring that up to your players this week? What happened after that?
No, no. You guys probably will, though. Since I mentioned it to you, I'll probably get back to them somehow. They'll probably watch the news and somehow it'll get out there. On the serious side, you know, we talk about a lot of different things. You know, we look at film, we look at things we've done poorly, look at the things we've done well. And the bottom line is there's a lot of teams in our situation. How do you react at the midpoint and play better than you played? And, you know, everybody's got injuries. Everybody gets people hurt. But you guys still got to play at a certain level. And hopefully the guys that don't have a lot of experience can, you know, play at a higher level than we've been playing. Just still getting treatment. You know, he hasn't started running yet, and maybe at the end of this week he'll start running. If he does, then maybe he's got a chance against Tennessee Monday night. But you know, we won't know that until later on in the week and see how he runs and starts getting in football shape. You know, it's been a while since he's actually ran and worked out, so unless he works out at the end of the week, the chances of playing the following week aren't very good. Anything else? Okay.
Thank you.